This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crockers when we need them.
Number two, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Join me now as we come in low out of low orbit and skim the surface and, we check out Planet Rick, which is quite plush, quite nice, and there waiting for us is Rick Ector and all of his bald-headed glory. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, man. How's the weather in your side of the country?
It's pretty nice, quite to be actually. It's pretty nice there, Rick. I mean, I know you like it up there in Detroit and everything, but I mean, it's pretty choice right now, let me tell you.
Hey, man, I got a personal question for you. How
sure.
Green is your grass right now?
Well, the grass and the weeds are very prolific. I live in a rental, so I don't take
your lawn right now, man.
It's green. It's definitely green.
It's green. Okay. Well,
yeah.
You haven't done anything to jeopardize the loss of life in your front yard, sir.
Nope. Not nothing. Not nothing.
I tell you, man, I have been having a heck of a time trying to make my grass greener, man. But I'm up for the challenge. I just don't want to spend too much on water to actually force the issue. You know, we've gotten so much rain here lately that I'm hoping that Mother Nature would make it happen. But it's still, despite the rain we've had, man, it hasn't made it green enough to my liking.
Well, you know, give it time. I mean, it's only May.
Right. I sound like a type A competitor, right? Right. Well,
you guys had a pretty rough winter, didn't you?
Yeah, we had it kind of bad, man. But, you know, we're going to enjoy this weather, and no one is going to complain about how hot it gets in August, not even a little bit. But I'll tell you, man, on a personal note with me, man, I had to go in and had to see a doctor to get my blood pressure looked at, man. And it was my fault. You know why it was my fault?
Why was it your fault?
Because I could not find my doctor, man. My doctor just vanished, poof, disappeared. And I thought I would try to wait until I could see when my doctor would resurface. I think maybe she retired or something and didn't let her patients know. But she vanished, man. And it wasn't until things got too long that I thought, hey, I better go find another doctor. And by the time I found one and got in for an appointment, my blood pressure was starting to rise, man. So I made the right call. And in the aftermath of this incident, it caused me to make a purchase. I bought a blood pressure monitoring device that's one of the latest and greatest newfangled ones, man. You just go throw it on your wrist and push a button, man. And it's like magic.
Well, do you feel the need to have that? Are you going to try it? You're going to be more proactive in watching your blood pressure? You know, hypertension is the silent killer. And I'll tell you the big problem, see. When I had my heart attack, which hypertension can lead you to have those heart attacks, everybody that knew me expected me to have that heart attack. As a matter of fact, they were probably going, I was obese. I was monstrously obese. I was completely inactive. I was shoveling garbage down my throat. So when it did happen, it wasn't like, I can't believe it happened. It was like, I can't believe it took this long for it to happen. It's you guys that are out there that look like you're in really good shape, and you are physically in good shape, but you're experiencing hypertension. You guys are the ones that this sneaks up on and catches you off guard. So if you're going to be more vigilant, good on you.
Man, look, I went out and bought this device, man, and it's so easy to use, right? And so I'm, like, obsessed with, like, checking my blood pressure, right? And so every now and then I check it, you know, and I'll get them the reading. And I'm like, oh, great. Check this out. I'm doing really cool. And you know what? They got a few other apps on here, man. There's one that checks how much you walk, right? So I've been setting goals on being more active and walking. And if you, like, travel faster than walking, it automatically assumes that you're running, and it differentiates between walking and running. And it's got a water tracker, you know, to encourage you to drink your daily gallon of water. And since I've been drinking so much water, I drink a gallon a day now, that I have been cutting back on my coffee. Not because I certainly don't like coffee. It's just that I've been drinking so much water that I have to get my gallon in.
Yeah. That's the thing, isn't it? I mean, I'm taking drugs right now. I'm taking a drug right now. That the end result is, if I take it the right way, I'm dehydrated.
Man, look.
What happens when you're dehydrated, Rick?
Oh, man, all sorts of things happen.
Yeah.
You start taxing the body and you start overheating.
Yeah.
And once that happens, you know, if you're out in the sun, hey, next thing you know, you might be laying out on the ground somewhere.
Yep.
But yeah, man, I've been having a ball. My new hobby is like monitoring all these stats about my physical fitness, man. I'm telling you, it's like contagious, man. You get into it and you realize how much fun it is to just look at every nuance of everything that makes you tick and make you run. So I'm having a ball with it, man.
I think, and what I've had to do, because like I had to get one of these pulse oxygenation meters that you stick on the end of your finger to see how much your blood is being oxygenated. Because that's a very important thing too. I wait now till the end of the day. I used to do it morning, noon, night, between meals, all that other stuff. And I was driving myself crazy with it. And now I simply wait till the end of the night. Now, I do wear an Apple Watch, which monitors my heart. And it does it the whole time I'm doing it. So if something does happen and I get some sort of an alarm, which I don't, then I know to check certain things. But I wouldn't let it dominate what you got going on, because you've been doing some really good rehab work since you had your stroke and everything. And
man, let me tell you, I am like really fascinated with all these metrics that I'm collecting, man. And you know what? I even have another device, and I haven't bought it yet. But there's a device, man, where you can actually give yourself an EKG, man.
Yeah. We're coming up on the first break. We'll talk about that when we get back. The Apple Watch 6 does that as well. It's got that built in. How do people find Rick Ector? Where did Rick Ector go? How do people find you?
You can find me at DetroitCCW.com, LegallyArmedInDetroit.com.
Yeah.
I'm at all the popular social media sites, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Please check me out. I have over 2,000 videos for your viewing pleasure.
If you're in Detroit, you may find him at a Walgreens near the monitoring life signs section. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
want. Compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are speaking, we're on Planet Rick, speaking to Rick Hector. He's taking complete and total control over his health now. And we were talking about that. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Before I go for my topic of the day, you promised me you had a comment you were going to make about EKGs. What were you going with that?
You know, EKGs are, thing about EKGs, you have to read them. You have to know how to read them. And, sometimes, like, I've just, you know, I've missed a few shows because I've been going through a little health thing here. And I was very tempted to Google all this stuff, right, that was going on. And I think sometimes when you Google it, it's, you know, if I Google something and I'm taking a drug called X, and I Google it, and every search result I find on Google says, it will kill you. Okay, I'm probably going to question that.
Right.
But, I mean, a lot of drugs that people take today were developed for other things. You know?
Okay.
I think, and...
They say Pasteur found penicillin by mistake, right?
Yeah. So, I mean... It comes down to simply, I either am going to have to trust the doctor or stop going to her. And since I didn't go to a doctor the way I should have for about 4 years, and instead went to this doctor's care place and they led me down the primrose path, I probably need to stick with the doctor. You know, I mean, we got to go to some other places across the country and find the best St. Louis ribs out there and other stuff that we found when we were in Louisville, for example. And
right. We're going to call that the Frady rule. Get a doctor.
Yeah. A doctor. Don't be afraid to ask the doctor questions. And if they don't answer them, well, then maybe you Google a bunch of stuff. But I have to resist the urge to push things to a certain limit.
Right.
Because I'm afraid it would break my confidence in certain things. And I mean, everything in the military that they would teach you was to give you confidence in the technique, the equipment, what you were doing, you know, the vehicle, whatever it is you were doing, they were putting you through hell to give you confidence that these things were going to keep you alive in the modern battlefield. And you had experienced them firsthand. So a lack of confidence, maybe you don't even go, you know, and then what?
Exactly. And that's part of something that I'm going to talk about today. See, when I have a concealed pistol license, right, like thousands upon thousands of people here in Michigan and all across the country, man. But you know what? Although myself and everyone who has shouldered the responsibility to be a great gun operator and user, there are some places where you obviously cannot take a gun, depending on what country you live in. You know, these pesky gun-free zones or pistol-free zones. So what happens if you voluntarily put yourself in a pistol-free zone for whatever reason and you are making the decision to go anyway, right? You weigh the relative risk. I mean, maybe there's some function going on in your city, like fireworks or some big, giant open event, and for whatever reason, you live in a big city, you know, in the Midwest, and they've just put up some type of barrier between you and participating in that event, right? So, taking into account gun-free zones, and if I allow myself or I put myself in those areas, what options exist for me for personal protection other than carrying my own firearm, right? What jumps out at you right away? Yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, you can improvise a bunch of things, you know, a bunch of things you can use, like a melee weapon if they're in close or anything else. Of course, a judicious retreat has to become a thing because
definitely fleeing and leaving the area definitely is something that would be on the agenda of things to consider. You know, my best running days are probably behind me, but
I'm
threatening to try to run and see if I can do that successfully. I hate to almost tell you this because it's so funny. You know, I've been doing a lot of walking lately, you know, and it's part of, you know, fitness. And I would start getting into a trot. And, you know, I was seeing how far I could trot, right? So I trotted like half a block the other day, right?
Yep.
I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll do a block tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe I might work myself up to trotting quite far. But, yeah, getting in better shape, being able to run, that definitely would go a long ways, man. But I was thinking more like some organized activity like that.
Are you talking like combatives, like, martial arts, hand-to-hand combat?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that jump out there, man, like taking a formal fighting class or slash boxing, you know? That might be an option if you had to defend yourself and you were put in harm's way. I mean, assuming that you're not, of course, facing a gun, but if you had a system like Krav Maga where you could do one of those firearm disarms, you know, assuming you got proper training and you got enough practice in it. But evaluating some different options and seeing if they would prove helpful or use the cost-benefit analysis, is it something even worth pursuing? And, of course, fighting slash boxing, you know, that's definitely always an option. And so what are some considerations you think off the top of your head might come into play if we're talking about fighting or maybe taking boxing lessons.
Okay.
People,
so we're coming up on the break. Let's pick that up on the other side. That'll be a good place to pick it up from. Where do they find Rick Ector?
I am Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit, DetroitCCW.com, LegallyArmedInDetroit.com, and my handle on most social media platforms is DetroitCCW, most ostensibly on YouTube.
Lot of videos on YouTube. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the country's future is looking bright in the fight against COVID-19. During a speech in Cleveland, Biden insisted there's still some work to do. However, he says the United States economy is coming back.
COVID cases are down. COVID deaths are down. Unemployment filings are down. Hunger is down. Vaccinations are up. Jobs are up. Growth is up. People gaining health coverage is up. Small business confidence is up. Put it simply, America's coming back. America's on the move.
U.S. Customs officers previously detained the man who killed 9 people in San Jose, California, and found that he professed a hatred of his workplace where the shooting occurred. That's according to a Department of Homeland Security memo. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up his two-day Middle East tour in an effort to shore up the fragile ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian terror groups in Gaza.
Amman was the last stop for the secretary, where he met with King Abdullah II, thanking the Jordanian monarch for his role that led to an end of the 11-day bloody conflict. Mr. Blinken said the countries in the region must work together if there is to be lasting peace.
If we want to avoid a return to the harrowing violence of recent weeks, the countries of this region need to help and support one another.
While in the region, Mr. Blinken also met with the Israeli Prime Minister, assuring Mr. Netanyahu that Jerusalem had a right to defend itself and the Hamas rulers in Gaza would not benefit from any reconstruction effort put forth. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Memorial Day travel will come with a higher price this year. The national average for a gallon of gasoline, just over $3 a gallon. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rick Ector on Planet Rick, and we're talking about getting involved in some open hand, hand-to-hand combat, combative style activities. And what was your question again about these? What was what would I be looking for, or what was that?
We're talking about fighting / boxing, or as some people might phrase it, striking. If this is your choice of personal protection, your choice of self-defense, I mean, you're in a situation where obviously, let's say the person is not willing to talk it out, not willing to negotiate, this person can't be reasoned with, this person is intent upon harming you, and you just so happen to be in a gun-free zone, and you're evaluating what you're going to do in response, and one of your alternatives is fighting, boxing, or striking. What's the pros? What are some of the pros and cons of that self-defense response?
Well, anything that is a sport, that you train in the sport and you train with rules, even most MMA fighters would tell you that even their form of combat is restricted because they have rules, right? So
right.
What you might want to find is somebody who teaches boxing, but also with an understanding of using your open hands, your fingers, and everything else involved in that. Because boxers, I mean, their hands are wrapped. They're wearing gloves to protect their hands. They're not wearing gloves to protect who they're hitting. That's to protect their hands. That's why they wear the gloves. So any of these sport-oriented hand-to-hand combat systems have rules. And you have to understand that if you're going to operate by rules, if you're going to be in a striking system, then you're going to have to be fast, you're going to have to be ruthless, you're going to have to do some striking. You're going to be real close to this person. You're going to be touching. You're going to be within arm's length of this person. Yeah. And if this person is stronger than you, and you don't strike with enough power and in the right place at the right time, then you're probably going to get smoked. So you better be, if you're prepared to take your thumb and jam it into somebody's eye socket all the way up to your knuckle, okay, you go for it because you obviously have the right mindset. If on the other hand, if you're out there and you're worried about being sporting, no.
Yeah, so, well, you know, there are no rules in a street fight, you know.
Right, right.
It's pretty much anything and everything that goes. As you alluded to earlier, if you're watching some type of organized fighting activity, you know, on TV or on cable, yeah, there's usually a guy in a striped shirt who's willing to jump in
and
enforce the rules as they do exist, man. But, you know, it's an option. Fighting, boxing, striking. I mean, obviously, you know, there are no rules, whether that's to your detriment or is to the good. One thing is that it could lend you, it might even be of some use if there's more than one person who's attempting to attack you, you know, when you compare it with some of the other alternatives that are out there. The one thing, though, you have to be careful of course, is the old one-punch fight, right?
Right.
I mean, if a person sucker punch one another person, is that really a fight?
Well, it depends. If you're the defender and you get the sucker punch in, good. Because even Bruce Lee, now Bruce Lee employed he was one of the first martial art instructors of his generation. He was the first to come out and say, all of this stuff that we're doing is a bunch of dogma, and I can beat any one of you, so-called masters, I can beat you with my style. And Bruce Lee's style was no style. He called his method Jeet Kune Do, the way of the intercepting fist, which meant that there were no rules, although it existed under a... It didn't exist like other martial arts. So
one of the interesting things about I find about fighting is
yeah
is one of the interesting things I find about fighting though is that very few people actually know how to fight per se. It's a bunch of people, let's say a couple guys, and they get into some altercation and say they get into a fight.
Yeah.
I would make the argument in the vast majority of scenarios, neither one of them actually knows how to fight.
And you would be correct.
I would also say that if you happen to be one of these guys who doesn't realize that he can't fight and he happens to cross paths with a guy who actually does know how to fight, it's not going to be a very good outcome at all.
No. That's the problem.
I mean, the worst possible time to find out that you can't fight is when you're actually in a fight.
Yeah. That is absolutely true. The difference between, when you look at somebody like Kimbo Slice. Now, Kimbo Slice was a street fighter who did a lot of YouTube videos, and he was a very good street fighter. The problem with Kimbo Slice was he was such a good, overpowering street fighter, he never developed conditioning. So in an MMA ring, he would lose.
Well, they didn't really have him matched up against any good quality fighters when he turned pro. I mean,
yeah, but I mean, on the street, he was superb.
Well, you know what? He was a YouTube star, man. He was a sensation, and no one could get enough of his videos. But when you actually put him into a ring, you know, he wasn't good in the sport, but on the street in a bare knuckles brawl where he's literally destroying another guy's face, he had some talent at that. So that just speaks to the fact that, there's a huge gulf between biting and boxing. But
I mean, anybody, you know, and I, you and I had this discussion the other day. If you're going to go into a martial arts system, you need to understand that all fights, any instructor is going to tell you that's worth his salt, all fights end up on the ground unless you knock him cold. If you knock him cold clean and everything, the very next thing you should be doing is running.
If you can run. Right?
If you can run.
If you're physically capable of running. Two,
right.
If you're with someone that you can't leave, and I would say children and people in your care or custody would fall into that group. And, of course, if you're with your wife or with your girlfriend, you can't run or leave her, right?
Right. I mean, there's a lot of things that come into play. A lot of things come into play. And,
you know, it reminds me of this story back in 2015 here just outside of Detroit.
Right.
Long story short, man, it was a guy who was a fisherman.
Well, I'll tell you what. Tell me the story after we get back. We're coming up on the last break. Tell everybody how to find Rick Hector. And when we get back, we'll continue with our confab over combat.
I am Rick Hector, legally armed in Detroit, DetroitCCW.com. Social media profiles on just about all the popular ones, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and, of course, Twitter.
Of course, Twitter. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Rick Hector. He's thinking about getting into combatives, into hand-to-hand combat, and he's trying to figure out what it's going to be and all this other stuff. And what were you? Where were we going when we had to hold up? What was that? What was that we were about to talk about?
Well, I just want to just make sure one thing is clear. Although most people don't really think of hand-to-hand combat, fighting, you know, boxing or punching, that it doesn't necessarily equate in many people's minds as lethal force. But, you know, I was thinking of this case that happened here locally in Detroit, man. Well, actually, it was in Livonia, right outside of Detroit. 2015 it was. It was a guy who was officiating a soccer match, and one of the players was so angered by his call, he proceeded to do the old sucker punch we just alluded to in the previous segment and hit the referee, who made a call he didn't like, and the guy fell, hit his head, and died. And so that created a very bad situation for the soccer player. He ended up taking a plea deal on involuntary manslaughter and did 15 years. So things that people typically don't think is lethal force, well, it could very quickly and easily turn into that within the blink of an eye. There is no general consensus in terms of how much training in the art of fighting / boxing that you're going to need to be proficient with self-defense, but that is definitely an option that's out there. I would compare and contrast that with what you alluded to a few moments ago, where you're talking about taking the fight to the ground. If you're involved in an altercation, a physical altercation with someone, there is a great chance that it's going to go to the ground. And if it goes to the ground, what type of training or what type of experiences would you have to have, or would you be interested in learning that would help you survive or at least not be hurt, if not be able to successfully hold back and detain this person who's trying to hurt you? If it goes to the ground, what skill sets are we looking at, though?
Well, it would be helpful if you're very strong. It would be helpful if you're very flexible. You know, like jiu-jitsu, the Gracie jiu-jitsu system, when they get put on their back, people like Hoist Gracie, they love that. They'll get you in all manner of, they can choke you out on their back. They'll throw their legs up over you and, I mean, put you in a, I think they call it a triangle or something. I mean, they got numerous ways. Yeah.
The chokeholds are sexy, man, but there's a whole, family of ways of getting people to submit, man. They could just grab your pinky, your toe, and, make you submit on a toe hold. I mean, that system is so vast. Literally, I was doing the research, man. It takes the average non-experienced person anywhere from a year to 2 years to get their first earned belt.
Yeah.
In BJJ, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
That's the problem. That's the problem with hand-to-hand combat. This is, but I know why you're looking at this, because you're saying you put yourself in places where you're not allowed to have your weapon. And I get that. But it is a much shorter learning curve, because hand-to-hand combat is a very perishable skill. I mean, if you're not practicing this stuff constantly, I mean, the exercises you got to do, the conditioning you got to have, just about need to be an athlete in order to be a hand-to-hand combat proponent. I know some people that carry guns, right, that also practice martial arts. Like, there's a guy local to me that his instructor, Ted Wong, lived with Bruce Lee when Bruce Lee first came over to the United States. And he recommends that everybody learn how to create space by learning one punch or one kick. And if you can learn that one punch or that one kick, if you want to get into learning how to do a choke, for example, like a punch will very much disorient somebody if you hit them full in the face and they're not in any sort of guard, and do that choke, and then maybe if you choke them out, that's a very dangerous move to do, but it's also very easily done, then maybe you can make your way and get away. But most of the stuff that he does now is to create space, to draw your weapon clean, and get it out, and then he's basically looking at opening up on you. So, you know,
I like everything that you conveyed that your friend shared with you, for the simple fact that I have invested the time to become proficient with my gun, and I know when I can definitely use it and not use it. I was looking at it in terms of covering myself in all scenarios. There might be a time when I voluntarily put myself in a gun-free zone, right? And once I do that, I realize that if I am not prepared, some bad guy can materialize and bring harm my way. What are some definite options out there to explore?
Right.
Obviously, fleeing and running the area, I mean, that's always an option, assuming you're in great physical health and have a decent in terms of breathing and keeping your breath and not tiring and falling out. Or if you're not with a loved one or with a child, you can't abandon. Assuming that you can't negotiate with the person, reason with the person, and come to a resolution, you know, to agree to just disagree, and you both walk away and no one puts hands on each other. But I'm looking at it in terms of, okay, those nonviolent options are not going to be the solution here. You voluntarily put yourself in a situation where you can't have your personal protection tool of choice. What are your options, pros, cons? Now, I like the way you laid it out there. You really don't want to get into a prolonged altercation. You know, if you can, do something and get out of there. But, hey, it might be a standing affair. You might be fighting. You might be striking. And if this thing goes to the ground, well, what are you going to do when this thing goes to the ground? That whole field of ground fighting is very vast, man. When you look at what those BJJ Brazilian jiu-jitsu guys have to go through to achieve and useful, man, it's at least 1 or 2 years where they're basically functional, and I denote that by getting their blue belt.
Right.
Belt,
right.
So it's
not something you can partially do. It's you cannot be sort of into hand-to-hand combat. You got to commit, and then you got to do it to the. If you actually have to engage in it, you have to fully commit. You have to go in there planning to try to hurt somebody really bad, if only to get away from them. But anyway, we're about to run out of time. Before we do, let me know. I want to know what you decide, what you settle on,
I'm still looking into it. As a matter of fact, there's a few places that have open houses for all these disciplines we talked about.
Yep.
I have not made up my mind. I'm just on a fact-finding tour right now.
Well, the good thing is that people our age, we don't mess around. We're not going to get in there and go, well, let's be sporting. We're going to try to hurt somebody. That's the way old people do it. How do they find you, please, sir?
If I could just stay out of the way, I'd be happy.
There you go. How do they find you?
I am Rick Ector. I can be found at Legally Armed in Detroit, Detroit CCW, all over social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and, of course, every Thursday evening, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Lock and Load Show with the one and only Bill Frady. It's been my honor and privilege, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Man, me too. Thank you very much for joining me. Hour number 3 is inbound. Coming up next, it's 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.